cookie or get the tree down there.
Yeah.
Put a middling, what we call a middling or a side meat. It gets strong. And that could turn kind of yellow looking.
Yeah.
Get bitter, you know, eat it.
Well, if it gets strong, that doesn't necessarily mean it's spoiled then?
No, you wouldn't say it's spoiled. It just got old by strong, by too strong to use. Or if you had a meat, say you'd put up to cure out, and it, some people call it spoiled. Well, I don't mean anything else you call it spoiled. If you call it meat, you got tainted, that threw it away.
What about the meat, the stuff, you know, that you can make from the meat from a hog's head? What do you call that?
Well, about the only thing I ever heard it called is souse meat. Baby talked about it kind of baby. You heard it called hog's head cheese, something like that. I don't believe I ever heard it called that before.
They don't use that around here very much?
No,
just souse.
Never heard of it.
Now, is that souse usually pickled?
Well, you can pickle it or not, either one.
I see.
Pickle it either one, either way.
How do you prefer it?
I'd rather have pickle.
Yeah.
Have
you ever heard of making anything by cooking and grinded up hog liver? Can you make anything like that?
No. Only thing I ever heard of is if you didn't want to, if you had a right smart meat to grind up and sausage, you might put a liver in there with it. Some of it, you know, make it have a different flavor or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of people doing that, but I don't believe I've ever heard of just grind up liver and have a name for it.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds kind of funny, but I'll ask you about it anyway. Have you ever heard of people talking about making anything out of hog's blood?
Hog's blood. No, well, I have to. No, I don't know of hog blood, but I've heard of blood pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Blood pudding, but a particular, whatever the blood come out of, I never heard of that. But I've heard of blood pudding.
Why in the world would somebody want to eat something like that, do you suppose?
Just what?
Why would somebody want to eat something like that, do you suppose?
Well, it's got the same flavor of meat. I think, that's just my own thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But in that, it's the whole body of the meat. And that's to keep the meat, whatever it is, you know, and it's back to me. I think it would be a rich food.
Mm.
I believe it would, because it's the whole soul living and making of the meat, you know, to keep it going.
Have you ever tasted any?
Never have.
Well, have you ever heard of people making anything from the juice from the souse and maybe mix that up with some cornmeal and put some hog meat in it?
What now?
Make something from the juice from the souse, you know,
yeah,
and mix up cornmeal in it, maybe some hog meat, and cook it?
No. I don't believe it.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
Okay. Well, what about if you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good? How would you describe the taste of it?
Well, I always say, well, that butter done got too old. Well, don't fight it.
Too old.
Done got too old. Never did say it's spoiled or anything like that. To say that butter done got too old.
Have you ever heard people say that it's funky?
I've heard of funky, yeah, but I don't believe I've ever heard anybody say that butter tastes funky or anything like that. Don't believe.
When would they say something? What's funky? What would be funky?